The magic sours inside me. I can't quite feel myself anymore. I feel only a rage so fierce it blinds. I want to hurt him, to bend him to my will. I want him to know who has the power here. You'll be sorry. Falzon's eyes open wide with a new fear. Slowly he falls, his face lowering ever closer to the watery muck on the floor of the sewer. He cannot speak. My rage won't allow it. My eyelids flutter. Kartik speaks reason to me, but I do not want to hear it. I want only to bathe in retribution. Something darts across my soul. The boy in the kitchen. The angry woman rolls up her sleeves. The little boy cringes before her terrible rage.
You miserable bastard, she curses. I'll show you respect. I'll tear you apart.
She plunges his head into the pot of water and holds it while the boy thrashes.
You'll beg for mercy.
The boy comes up, gasping, and she plunges him under once more. I feel his fear as he comes up, again and again. He is near to collapsing, and for a moment he considers it, considers flooding his lungs with that water to make her happy, to make her right. But he cannot do it. He fails. He pulls his head up an inch, and he manages to sputter one word. Mercy. She hits him hard, and her ring cuts his cheek. He curls up in the corner, pressing his hand to the deep cut, but he doesn't dare call out. Tomorrow he will try harder. Tomorrow she will love him. Tomorrow he will not hate her so very much. It's as if I've been hit. The magic wavers. I stumble, slamming my palms against the wet wall to stop my fall. Falzon's face is an inch from the filthy water. Stop, I tell myself. Stop. The magic settles inside me. Dogs settling down to sleep. My head aches and my hands shake. Falzon springs up, gasping and trembling. I'm sorry, I say, my voice raw. Your mother, she hurt you. She gave you that scar. Falzon struggles to speak.
You shut it about my mother. She were a saint.
No, I whisper. She was a monster. She hated you.
You shut it!
He screams, spittle forming at the corners of his mouth. I didn't mean to do it, I protest. Believe me.
You'll be sorry for that, love.
He turns to Kartik.
I hope you learned a lot during your days with us, brother. You'll be needing it.
Falzon swings at me, though I am out of reach. He needs to do it. It's all he has left.
I'll crush you, you bitch.
I could slap him for it, but I won't. I can see only that little boy in the corner of the kitchen. The magic won't last long. An hour, maybe two at the most. And once you're free, you're not to come after us, Mr. Falzon, or I shall unleash my powers again. Kartik takes my hand and leads me out of the sewer. We leave Falzon, swinging and cursing at the dark behind us.